Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ 2, week 7, the one who is formed in the believers. Saturday, related verses. Romans 12:2, and do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Galatians 3:26-28. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There cannot be Jew nor Greek. There cannot be slave nor free man. There cannot be male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 1:1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Galatians 6:15-18. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. And as many as walk by this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Related reading. Our mind is the leading part of our soul, and as it is renewed, our will and emotion are automatically renewed. To have Christ formed in us is to have the three parts of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will renewed. To have our mind, emotion, and will renewed is to have Christ saturate our mind, emotion, and will. To be renewed is to replace the self and the world in our mind, emotion, and will with Christ. If we are renewed in this way, Christ will be formed in us, and every part of our inner being will bear the image of Christ. However, most of us do not yet bear the image of Christ in our mind, emotion, and will. At times, we may think noble thoughts, but frequently in our daily life, our mind may express the self with the world. We may love, laugh, and weep by the self, rather than by Christ. This indicates that Christ has not been formed in our emotion. Many times when Christians speak, their speaking is full of the self and the element of the world. We can never be an expression of Christ until he saturates our entire inner being, replacing the self and the world in our soul with himself. According to Paul's usage in the New Testament, the word form refers to the outward expression of the inner being. If we are full of the self and love the world in our inner being, our outward form will be the self and the world. The choices we make in our daily living will express the self and the world. The Galatians were occupied by Judaism, thus, in their outward form, they expressed Judaism. Therefore, Paul had to suffer like a mother, travailing for the Galatians until Christ would replace the self and the world in them with himself. For Christ to be formed in us, we need to let him occupy every part of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will. He should occupy our thinking, our consideration, our love, our hatred, our happiness, our sorrow, and our intention. As Christ increasingly saturates our soul, eventually, he will invade our body, dispensing himself into our entire being. Christ needs to be formed in us in order that we may be sons of full age and heirs to inherit God's promised blessing, and that we may mature in the divine sonship. He matures in us for us to be heirs, for the full enjoyment of the triune God as our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the pledge of this inheritance. The book of Galatians reveals that God's intention is for Christ to be wrought into his chosen people, that they may become sons of God. In order to be God's sons, we need to be permeated and saturated with Christ. Christ must occupy our entire being. The Galatians, however, were distracted from Christ to the law. The believers should come back to Christ, who is both the seed who fulfills God's promise to Abraham and the good land, the all-inclusive spirit to be our enjoyment. As believers in Christ, we need the full enjoyment of this blessing, the full enjoyment of the life-giving spirit. We need to be saturated, possessed, and fully taken over by this spirit. Christ has been born in us, that is, he has been revealed in us. He is now living in us, and he will be formed in us unto maturity. May the Lord bring us into the experience and enjoyment of Christ, who has been born in us, is now living in us, and will be formed in us unto maturity, in order that we may be sons of full age, heirs of God's promised blessing, and may mature in the divine sonship.